Hi, this is Sunday morning, 6/7/20. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Raising Up the Spirit of Jehu. I had a teaching, it's been several months back, maybe even last year, about the Spirit of Jehu. In this day and hour, I'm raising up the Spirit of Jehu to complete the draining of the swamp. Yes, the day has arrived. Do not fret because the military has been called in, for it is by divine design. By Antifa being declared a domestic terrorist group, they are now considered enemy combatants. They can now be hauled off to Gitmo and stand trial by military tribunal, and bypassing the judicial system. This is a good thing. Now I want to read some scriptures in 2 Kings concerning Jehu. Yeah, over this military deal, the president has had some of his military leaders and some cabinet members even rise up against him concerning it. Some swamp creatures are starting to show themselves that have been kind of in hiding. Q warned us of this, that this was going to happen. All right, 2 Kings 9. And Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophets and said unto him, Gird up thy loins and take this box of oil in thine hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. And when thou comest thither, look out there, Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise up from among his brethren and carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head and say, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. So the young man, even the young man the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting. And he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. And Jehu said, Unto which of all us? And he said, To thee, O captain. And he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish. And I will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. And the dog shall eat Jezebel and the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. Then Jehu came forth to the servants of his Lord, and one said unto him, Is all well? Wherefore came this mad fellow to thee? And he said unto them, All the prophets in those days, I guess, were a little odd. You know the man and his communication. And they said, It is false. Tell us now. And he said, Thus and thus spake he to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then they hasted and took every man his garment and put it under him on the top of the stairs and blew with trumpets, saying, Jehu is king. So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram had kept Ramoth Gilead, he and all Israel, because of Hazael, king of Syria. But King Joram was returned to be healed in Jezreel the wounds which the Syrians had given him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, If it be your minds, then let none go forth nor escape out of the city to go to tell it in Jezreel. So Jehu rode in his chariot and went to Jezreel, for Joram lay there. And Ahaziah, king of Judah, was come down to see Joram. And there stood a watchman on the tower in Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu as he came, and said, I see a company. And Joram said, Take a horseman and send to meet them, and let him say, Is it peace? So there went one on horseback to meet him, and said, Thus saith the king, Is it peace? And Jehu said, What hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman told him, The messenger came to them, but he cometh not again. Then he set out a second on horseback, and when came to them and said, Thus saith the king, Is it peace? And Jehu answered, What hast thou to do with peace? Turn thou behind me. He's trying to find out who his enemies are, who's for me, who's against me. And the watchman told, saying, He even came unto them and cometh not again. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu the son of Nimshi, for he driveth furiously. And Joram said, Make ready. And his chariot was made ready. And Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot. And they went out against Jehu and met him in the portion of Naboth the Jezreelite. Came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, Is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, What peace, so long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many? And Joram turned his hands and fled and said to Ahaziah, There is treachery, O Ahaziah. And Jehu drew a bow with his full strength and smote Jehoram between his arms, and the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down into his chariot. Then said Jehu to Bidkar, his captain, take up and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember how that when I and thou rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord laid this burden upon him. Surely I have seen yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, saith the Lord, and I will requite thee in this plat, saith the Lord. Now therefore take and cast him into the plat of ground according to the word of the Lord. But when Ahaziah, the king of Judah, saw this, he fled by way of the garden house, and Jehu followed after him and said, Smite him also in the chariot. And they did so at the going up of Gur, which is by Ablim, and he fled to Megiddo and died there. And his servants carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem and buried him in his sepulcher with his fathers in the city of David. In the 11th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, began Ahaziah to reign over Judah. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she painted her face and tired her head and looked out of the window. And Jehu entered in at the gate and said, Had Zimri peace, who slew his master? And he lifted up his face to the window and said, Who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And he said, Throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he rode her underfoot. When he was come in, he did eat and drink and said, Go see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. They went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, This is the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, The portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, This is Jezebel. Okay, we're going to read a little bit of chapter 10 also. I mean, in the day, they're dealing with Jezebel in this time where we live too. And Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria, and Jehu wrote letters and sent to Samaria and to the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders and to them that brought up Ahab's children, saying, Now as soon as this letter cometh to you, seeing your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses, a fenced city also in armor. Look even out the best and meetest of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, Behold, two kings stood not before him. How then shall we stand? In other words, these are the heirs of the nasty ones. There's not going to be anybody left. They got to go. They all got to go. It may seem heartless, but it's the truth. And he that was over the house, and he that was over the city, the elders also, and the bringers up of the children, sent to Jehu, saying, We are thy servants, and will do all that thou shalt bid us. We will not make any king. Do thou that which is good in thine eyes. Then he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, If ye be mine, and if ye will hearken unto my voice, take ye the heads of the men, your master's sons, and come to me in Jezreel by tomorrow this time. Now the king's sons, being 70 persons, were with the great men of the city which brought them up. And it came to pass, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's sons and slew 70 persons and put their heads in baskets and sent them to Jezreel. And there came a messenger and told him, saying, They have brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, Lay ye them in two heaps at the entering in of the gate until the morning. They can't live. You know why? It starts all over again. Bad seed. It came to pass in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, "Ye be righteous. Behold, I conspire against my master," and slew him. But who slew all these? Know now that there shall fall upon the earth nothing of the word of the Lord which the Lord spake concerning the house of Ahab, for the Lord hath done that which he spake by a servant Elijah. So Jehu slew all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men and his kinfolks and his priests, until he left him none remaining. And he arose and departed and came to Samaria, and as he was at the shearing house in the way, Jehu met with the brethren of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and said, "Who are ye?" And they answered, "We are the brethren of Ahaziah, and we go down to salute the children of the king and the children of the queen." And he said, "Take them alive, even their friends." And they took them alive and slew them at the pit of the shearing house, even 42 men, neither left he any of them. And when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, "Is thine heart right? Is my heart is with thy heart?" And Jonadab answered, "It is. If it be, give me thine hand." And he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him and to the chariot. And he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So they made him ride in his chariot. When he came to Samaria, he slew all that remained unto Ahab in Samaria, till he had destroyed him according to the saying of the Lord, which he spake in to Elijah. And Jehu gathered all the people together and said unto them, "Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu shall serve him much. Now therefore call unto me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, all his priests, let none be wanting. For I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, he shall not live." But Jehu did it in subtlety, to the intent that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. And Jehu said, "Proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal," and they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent through all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that came not. And they came into the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was full from one end to the other. And he said unto him that was over the vestry, "Bring forth vestments for all the worshippers of Baal." And he brought them forth vestments. And Jehu went, and Jonadab, the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal, and said unto the worshippers of Baal, "Search and look that there be here with you none of the servants of the Lord, but the worshippers of Baal only." And when they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings, Jehu appointed 80 men without, and said, "If any of the men whom I have brought to your hands escape, he that letteth him go, his life shall be for the life of him." It came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard, to the captains, "Go in and slay them, let none come forth." And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and the guard and the captains cast them out, went to the city of the house of Baal. And they brought forth the images out of the house of Baal and burned them. And they brake down the image of Baal, and brake down the house of Baal, and made it a draught house unto this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. Okay, let's go over to chapter 11. Just a little more. Second Kings 11. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. But remember, this was her grandchildren. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain, and they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. He was with her, hid in the house of the Lord 6 years, and Athaliah did reign over the land. Athaliah was Jezebel's daughter. The 7th year, Jehoiada sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captains and the guard, and brought them to him in the house of the Lord, and made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, "This is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath shall be keepers of the watch of the king's house. Third part shall be at the gate of Sir, and a third part the gate behind the guard. So shall ye keep the watch of the house, that it be not broken down. Two parts of all you that go forth on the Sabbath, even they shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. Ye shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapon in his hand, and he that cometh within the ranges, let him be slain. And be ye with the king as he goeth out and as he cometh in. And the captains over the hundreds did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest commanded, and they took every man his men, and they were that were to come in on the Sabbath with them that should go out on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And to the captains over hundreds did the priest give King David's spears and shields that were in the temple of the Lord. And the guards stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, round about the king from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar in the temple. He brought forth the king's son and put the crown upon him and gave him the testimony, and they made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, God save the king. And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people and to the temple of the Lord. And when she looked, behold, the king stood by a pillar, as the manner was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew trumpets. And Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, treason, treason. But Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the host, said unto them, have her forth without the ranges, and him that followeth her kill with the sword. For the priest had said, let her not be slain in the house of the Lord. They laid hands on her, and she went by the way of the which the horses came to the king's house, and there she was slain. So the Lord made sure that the whole that lineage was taken out. There wasn't anybody left. All right, 12, 1 and 2. In the seventh year of Jehu, Jehoash began to reign. In 40 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Jehoash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all his days, wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Jehu drained the swamp of his day. It started way back with Elijah when Ahab was alive and Jezebel. We see an involvement in the church like Elisha the prophet. He had Jehu anoint him as king. Jehu and his army drained the swamp. What did they do to the Baal worshipers? Execution. What did they do to their bloodlines, their heirs? Execution. They didn't just take out Jezebel, but her daughter as well. Generational evil has been going on since the devil showed up in the garden. They must be stamped out or they will rise again. As you read through the Bible, our history book, it is plainly seen the rise of evil. Partly defeated, it has just continued for the last 6,000 years. It has to be complete eradication from the earth so that it will never rise again. Everyone has a choice. The line has been drawn in the sand. Those who serve Baal will die. Those who serve God will live. The beast system will be no more. Okay, Revelation 18. That's a lot of reading, but... And after these things, this is chapter 18 of Revelation, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. It's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit, the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Let me read you something right quick. This was interesting, and I decided to type it off or, you know, copy it off. This is by Anna von Ritz, she gives updates on Nisera, Jisera. This was very interesting about what's going on. This was yesterday. We have 3 more weeks of this, and then it will be all over. It will be our turn. In 3 weeks, the Mooney government's bankruptcy will be complete, which I'm not sure municipal government. The evil foreign municipal government that held this country and all its people, both black and white, in its thrall will be gone. Imagine that in just 3 weeks. I'm already breathing a sigh of relief. We can move the capital back to Philadelphia, where it's always should have been. That's where our first capital was, is Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I'd been speaking over New York, where it was dedicated at the that little chapel. But anyway, Philadelphia, which makes sense. We can hold actual public elections again. No more political party lobbyist nonsense. It will be a brand new world, but then, until then, we have to grit our teeth and stay calm, because the enemies of all Americans are paying people big bucks to riot. Up to $1,500 a day to riot. Now, I told you that lady saw her granddaughter. She was being paid to do that. Imagine what a deal like that sounds like to most people on the public dole in the inner cities. $1,500 a day, that's more money than we see in a month, that they see in a month. So, of course, they are rioting. What do you expect? And at that pay rate, expect more and more poor people to join their ranks. Municipal governments are city governments, and with all 185,000 of them bankrupt, they want to make up their losses via insurance claims. So all the municipal entities and supporters of that foreign theocracy are pouring the gas on their own brush fires or brush piles, figuring that they have nothing to lose and money to gain by doing so. It's all insured anyway. So tear it all down and build new in the aftermath. Well, our president wants to redo all of our infrastructure. There will be all sorts of new construction jobs and new opportunities to redesign city centers when this is over. All the cash being injected into the rioters' bank accounts means that they are fatter and happier than they've ever been. Nobody will go hungry this winter. They get to vent any sincere anger they feel about police brutality or anything else in the bargain. Not a bad scam for the perpetrator's perspective. That's why all these dim governors and city mayors are refusing to ask for help. They want everything to burn and be broken so they can collect the insurance on it. There's just a couple of things they aren't seeing about the situation. First, we have all the bank records and transfers and numbers associated with this. We have their emails and phone calls. Second, we know and can prove it's an insurance scam. How do you think the insurance companies will take that? Third, we're going to charge their principals, the Pope and the Queen and their corporations, triple damages, because that is being done with planning and malicious intent. Plus $1 trillion per person for all those killed. It's already up to $12 trillion. It's just 3 weeks. All this will be over. So batten down and stay calm and know what you're seeing is what it is, an insurance scam. So when I thought about this right here, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She'll be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Let me get a drink, sorry. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. This is this system it's talking about. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. The merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manners of vessels of most precious wood of brass, iron and marble, cinnamon and odors and ointments and fragrances and wine and oil, fine flour and wheat. and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from me, and thou shalt find them no more. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. See, their sources are all running out, and they know it. They're all drying up. Thanks to the executive order, the president, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, and every shipmaster and all company and ships and sailors, excuse me, as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is likened to this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. It looks like it's going to be, I don't know how long the battle goes on, but there's going to be a showdown. And in 1 hour, it says, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and she shall be found no more at all. The voice of harpers and musicians, of pipers and trumpeters, that's all the entertainment industry, shall be heard no more at all in thee. No craftsman, no merchandising, whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. In her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and all that were slain upon the earth. Okay.